That's not the reason we got Sam Reid on from the Sydney Swans, because the Swannies have got a big assignment up against Hawthorn. Hawthorn coming off that last loss last weekend, but Sam Reid joins us from the Swannies. Hi, Sam.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. We may as well get it out of the way early. Education, as far as you guys are concerned in the world of AFL regarding, well, one's drugs and obviously the other one, betting and social media and so on and so forth, but the betting one's the one at the moment. You're very, very well versed in this, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they do a pretty good job each year of when the boys come up and they go through what we can and can't do. I mean, I've been here for 10 years now, so
yeah.
I think it's, I've seen it every single year with what you can and can't do. So, yeah, they do a decent job, I think.
Yeah, well, that's all you can do, isn't it? You've got to leave it up to the individual, but the education is there in all sports now about drugs and gambling. And the risk you take if you put yourself in that situation. So, you know, young Stevenson, he'll reflect on what he has done, and you hope that he learns from that, and you hope that it never happens again.
Yeah. Does it surprise you, Sam, that some players have a bet?
Oh, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that guys have a bet. It's probably surprising me that they bet on AFL.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I think having a bet's fine. You know, I think there's clearly a line that some guys can get a bit blurry for some guys, probably. And, you know, that can become an issue. But I'm sure, you know, this has happened. He's probably going to, I'm sure that Jayden will have some educational measures put in place, and they'll probably have to go through some counselling and all that. So I'm sure he'll be fine and he'll learn from it. And he's pretty remorseful about it. So I think he'll be okay.
Now, Sam, you're coming off the bye. Has that been a good thing or a bad thing? Because your last month of football has been pretty good. I mean, you won against North. You're coming off a massive win over the West Coast, last year's premiers. And then you had those close losses to Collingwood and Geelong, who most people think are the standout teams in this year's competition. So it's all about momentum at times. But how will you go this weekend against Hawthorn? And did that break come at the right time, or would have you preferred to continue to play?
Oh, I mean, that's probably up to certain individuals how they feel. I mean, some guys would be, you know, some guys love the bye when it comes around, because, you know, 10 weeks through the footy season or 11 weeks, your body does start to get a bit sore and a few knocks here and there. So some guys love the bye, some guys are probably going to keep going. But, yeah, I think we've been in really strong form the last 4 or 5 weeks before that. And, I mean, we've got a really good history against Hawthorn and some really close games. I reckon the last sort of handful of times we played them, it's been within about 10 points. So I think, again, it's going to be one of those games, and we'll look forward to it. But I think, yeah, I think it's more an individual thing if the bye's preferable or not.
Why has it been you've had such close contests with Hawthorn? Is it the fact that you're both good teams, there's a rivalry through playing in the grand final only a couple of years ago, or is it the style of football that you play?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it does. We have both been quite successful for long periods of time. I would say that's got something to do with it. Both very proud clubs, so a number of reasons, but yeah, it just seems to happen every time we play them. We bring the best out of each other, and it's always a tough game, which we enjoy.
Yeah, I mentioned before your last month of football has been very, very good. What's been the most impressive part about the last month or 5 weeks of football for the Swans' point of view?
Sorry.
Were you there, mate?
Well, I'm off my phone. Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry.
yeah, I mean, I think our young side has come through. The way that, you know, their resilience, well, this is for me anyway, the resilience they've shown. I mean, a lot of teams with the start we've had that, you know, they could probably tumble, but I think our younger boys are really, really good in the way they stood up. And I mean, those guys that have played really well, you know, Ollie Florence, Jordan Dawson, Alira Lear, those sort of guys have been really strong this year. And you know, it's not just our most senior guys that are leading the way, and those young guys have come in and they're playing really important roles. So I think for me, the young guys that have come in to play, you know, really important parts and play really good footy. That's been really impressive.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Sam Reid from the Sydney Swans. Sam, is it must win? I know it's midway through the season, but if you're to have any hope of playing finals footy, you've sort of got to make sure you win against Hawthorn at the SCG. It's Friday night.
Yeah, well, I mean, we put ourselves in that position with the start we had. So I think not just this week, but I think pretty much every week from here is just about must win. So we're going to need to put our best foot forward from here on in.
Now, we know that Buddy's been with the Swans for a few years now, but do you notice an extra spring in his step, you know, when he comes up against Hawthorn, his old club?
I think sometimes he, he's one of the most competitive players I think I've played with, and with that coming from his old club, he probably, puts a bit more on it. So I always love playing alongside him, especially when, we're up against his old side, because he finds that bit. But I'm sure he's up and about again this week.
Well, you won't have Ben Stratton there this week. He won't be annoying you.
No, that's right.
We found that a bit bizarre, Sam, the old pinching.
What are some of the things that, you being a forward, what are some of the things that the defenders try and do to put you off your game?
Is that common?
Common? A pinch?
Oh, I wouldn't say common. I mean, I think it's happened to me before. Not from Ben. He's a bloody good defender, but some guys, I haven't had anything too outlandish happen, to be honest.
I can imagine, just putting shoulder to shoulder and stuff in the back of the ribs and sort of sledging and stuff. But I've never seen anyone sort of pinch before.
No, I mean, it happened to me in my first year. So this is back in, 2010. And that wasn't even in the NFL. It was in the Canberra League. So, yeah. who knows?
Yeah. Well, I know times have changed because... older days, it would have been like a punch to the head, or,
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you can't do that anymore, obviously.
More aggressive tactics have been used, but nowadays you can't get away with too much. So,
Sam, we thank you for your time. It's a big game for both these clubs, really. Two famous clubs with that great rivalry, well, going head-to-head. But it's a must-win for both.
Yeah, it is a must-win. I just quickly want to ask him, Josh Kennedy, will he play this week?
I think he'll see how he goes through training and then the decision will be made from there. So I'm not actually sure yet.
But, right. Final training session today?
Yep.
No, that's good.
Well,
we wish you all the best, mate. It's an important game, and we know that traditionally both Hawthorn and the Swans produce a tough game of football. Both contest the ball, hard at the ball, and we look forward to a Swannies win on Friday night. Thanks for joining us. There he is, Sam Reed from the Sydney Swans.
£7.50, bounce of the ball at the SCG on Friday night. It's a big one.